John Sloat is here with us in the studio today. He's the public information officer at the local highway patrol office, here to tell us about their driver education efforts and who they're out to target.
Well, the Start Smart program that CHP has is targeting teen drivers, hopefully newer drivers, maybe ones that just got their permit, because they are statistically more at risk for having crashes.
And the theory is that it's less intimidating to have a uniformed officer in the car with you than your dad?
It couldn't hurt. And we like to let kids know, we don't write them tickets, so we want to let them know how to get out of tickets, how to avoid them altogether, and more importantly, how to avoid crashes.
What kind of participation have you seen in this up till now?
It has been very positive. For one thing, the Sonoma County Court sentences some kids that get tickets to come to our class, hopefully to turn around their driving habits. But as we've seen driver's ed disappear from curriculums in high schools, we've seen our numbers go up. We've put it out on social media, and that's been a huge boost for us. So our classes are getting pretty full.
Driver's ed used to be commonplace, not so much anymore.
Not at all anymore, at least in Sonoma County. We haven't seen a driver's ed class here in probably 5 years at least.
The effect of that is more private driving classes or just not such good drivers?
Well, both, unfortunately. You're required now to go to a private driving school, which can be about $300 to $400 a pop. You're only required to have 6 hours behind the wheel with a licensed instructor, and that just, frankly, is not enough time. So part of the Start Smart program is to get parents. They're required to come with the students, and we encourage the parents to go out and practice with their teens and watch how they're doing.
So you enroll in the program. What does it consist of?
It's a two-hour class. Again, it's not much, but it's a little something. The first hour focuses on consequences. We got to let the kids know that, you know, what you see on TV or in the movies is not reality, and reality can be pretty ugly and pretty violent. So we go over some of that. Sometimes we have a guest speaker that has experienced some sort of tragedy or crash. Second part, we talk to them about avoiding tickets, avoiding crashes, some skills and some tips to do that.
How do you get involved?
You can just give our office a call at 707-588-1400. Right now, we're doing at least one class a month. We've got a couple of options. We've got some Tuesday evenings, 7 to 9, and some Saturdays, 10 to 12.
If the instructor happens to pull over one of his students later, who feels worse, the officer or the driver?
It could be 50-50. And unfortunately, a couple of years ago, we did have an instance where a student, 2 days after attending the class, had a very, very serious crash. And we went after that student for misdemeanor reckless driving because she had been told a couple of days ago the way she was driving was reckless and did it anyway.
Didn't pass the class.
No, did not pass.
The program is taking signups now. You can contact the Highway Patrol office to find out how to get involved. John, thanks very much for talking with us and telling us all about it.
Thank you.